This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. A pharmaceutical company and its former president have been charged with health care fraud in related cases unveiled today in federal court in Boston. Prosecutors allege that managers at the drug maker Warner Chilcott directed employees to wine and dine physicians and pay them to prescribe the company's drugs to patients. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
The company Warner Chilcott has agreed to plead guilty to fraud and pay $125 million. The U.S. Attorney's Office made the announcement on the same day it charged former President Carl Reichel with conspiring to pay kickbacks to physicians. Prosecutors allege that Reichel, age 57, of Chester, New Jersey, devised a scheme whereby his sales force induced doctors to prescribe the company's drugs. With what were described as unlimited expense accounts, the salesman conducted, quote, medical education programs, unquote. They involved fine dining and bogus speaker's fees. Sometimes, according to the government, the speaking fee was simply for talking to the salesman over dinner. In a written press release, U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz says that doctors' medical judgment should be based on what is best for the patient and not clouded by kickbacks. Adding dramatic emphasis, Reichel was not allowed to surrender voluntarily at the courthouse, as he had planned to do in coming here from New Jersey, his attorney charged. Instead, he was arrested by federal agents at his hotel room this morning. Reichel's net worth is $30 million, a federal prosecutor told the judge magistrate. The government asked her to require a bond of $500,000 to release Reichel, but she denied the request and he left without paying bond. Outside court, the defendant's attorney, Joe Savage, called the government's charges baseless and referred to some previous cases unsuccessfully brought by the U.S. attorney.
This is yet another health care case in this district, like Stryker or the people at TAP or the people at Serono, where after all the facts are out, the government's allegations will collapse.
Three former sales managers of Warner Chilcott have agreed to plead or already have pleaded guilty. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.